The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown studios in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Great to be here with you this morning, and thanks for getting out of bed and coming down here and doing some radio.
I wouldn't miss it. This is the highlight of my weekend, every weekend.
It is fun.
It is a lot of fun. And you know what? We get to meet a lot of great people and learn a lot of things that are going on in West Michigan and around the country, if you will, with regard to the backyard lifestyle, grilling, eating, drinking, all of that stuff. And we've got one of our local purveyors on the line right now, Mr. John Russo from John Russo's Wine Warehouse and Deli. Good morning, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for joining us. We're really getting stoked about coming down there and paying you a visit here in a few weeks. Yeah. Well, what do you have going on December 10th? Why don't you tell everybody?
We have Tina Marie Green coming in from the Kissing Rock Kitchens from Lowell. Tina's a great chef and educator and does a fantastic job. She creates some beautiful different kinds of food using the ingredients that we have here in the store, and then she explains to the people how it's done, and then of course if they want to take any of her classes, she does an amazing job, and I've helped teach some of the classes at her Kissing Rock Kitchens with the food and wine pairings and farm to table and all that fun stuff. So Tina is a lot of fun. She's very vivacious, very knowledgeable, and she really makes people feel comfortable, and she informs them about a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I live in Lowell, and I think I've met her before. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think she's neighbors of some friends of ours, so that's going to be fun. But what's the event, December 10th? I mean, why did you pick that date, and what else is going on down there other than Tina?
Well, we, every weekend throughout the year, on Fridays and Saturdays, we have free wine sampling. We pick a few different wines that we're featuring, and we're allowed by the state to provide three small samples of these wines, so you can try them, and we can discuss them with you. And you know, it's just part of our what we do to educate the public on the really nice quality products that we have to sell. And when we're able to get Tina or some of the other local chefs to come in, it just enhances the whole event, so we have food and wine pairings at the same time.
John, if somebody has not been to your store, where are you located?
We're in the Town and Country Shopping Center, which is on the corner of Kalamazoo at 44th Street in Grand Rapids. We sit in the back of the mall behind the Florentine Sports Bar.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the store, because this is no ordinary deli and wine shop. You have taken years and years of decades of your experience and put it into this store to make it truly one of a kind. When I walk in there, I walk up to your cheese case, or you have a lot of prepared meats, if you will, and the average person really doesn't know what they're looking for, but I found it to be so helpful, like every other specialty store that you go into where the owners are there actually working, that if I just have a conversation with you, you'll lead me through and to an item that my guests and I are just going to enjoy. Tell us a little bit about the cheese case, if you will.
Yes, we have quite a nice array of cheeses from a lot of countries. We do focus heavily on Italy, obviously, but we do bring in cheeses from Spain and from Denmark and some that are made here in the U.S. We do support the local farmers that make the goat cheeses here in Western Michigan. So whenever they have production, it's an automatic. They bring it in, and we sell it for them. We also sell the Amish cheeses that are made here in Michigan, and we do like to support the area. We are strong members of the Local First program, so we do try to keep as much of the money here locally as we possibly can.
Let's talk a little bit about olives, because this is something that you don't get everywhere. And I know that you have quite an olive selection there. Let's talk a little bit about that and the different kinds of olives that you have.
Well, we carry olives from Italy and from Spain and California as well. Each type of olive it's just like with grape varieties for wine. The olives are grown in certain areas. The climate and soil conditions add to the flavor of a particular olive. And a lot of these olives also are used to make olive oils. As an example, we sell the Castelvetrano olives that are also used to make the olive oils from Castelvetrano, Sicily.
Hey, John, we're out of time for this segment, but I just want to tell everybody before you hang up that we are going to be at Russo's Wine Warehouse on December 10th. We're going to do our show there, and it's going to be a big day because you're going to have all kinds of things going on all day, as well as Tina from Kissing Rock out there, and it's going to be a blast. We'd like to have you back next week and talk a little bit more about what's going on December 10th, but we're really thankful that you're going to have us out, and it's going to be a great day.
Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, John. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Yeah. That's John Russo from John Russo Wine Warehouse and
Deli.
Just talking about, and Deli, and talking about olives. I almost got into my Popeye routine.
Not that olive. But anyway, coming up next, Fongers, our ace crack producer here, is going to break down the high school football games, the ones that happened yesterday, and then the ones that are going to be happening today. And in addition, we're going to come back with a little bit of the next round of what you might want to buy your brother-in-law who's got everything for the Christmas
gift. You and the brother-in-law.
Well, I got one. And if he's listening, he knows who he is. So,
brother-in-law.
Okay. Anyway, so we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.